It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we discussed current events in light of biblical prophecy, as we always do. Each and every week, we look at the prophetic scenario in God's Word first, and then we use that to evaluate geopolitical activities and to see if indeed they are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. This week, as usual, we talked with our broadcast partners for additional information behind the headlines. We talked to Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C., and we talked about Iran's nuclear talks, which was on the agenda in Geneva, Switzerland, as world leaders met with these Iranian leaders. We also talked about China growing clout in the Middle East and, in fact, around the world. David Dolan gave us a Middle East news update, longtime journalist in Jerusalem. He has great insight. We talked about Israel's concern with those talks going on between world leaders and the Iranian leaders on their nuclear program there in Geneva. Also, David brought to our attention the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is making a case for a preemptive strike on Iran. Winky Medad, he lives in Shiloh. It's the middle part of the state of Israel. It's in that area called Judea and Samaria in the Bible. And Winky and I talked about the minister in the Israeli government who is saying that the Jews must evacuate the area of Judea and Samaria. Rabbi Yoel Karen talked about the Mufti who was calling for other Muslims around the world to protect Al-Aqsa. Now, that's a mosque on the Temple Mount. And there is a campaign going on for Jews, many of them who have never been up onto the Temple Mount, to take the time to visit that very sacred piece of real estate to the Jewish people. Jim Jr., we found him in a lot on the Red Sea, southernmost part of Israel. He's guiding the tour that we have in Israel now with his brother Rick, and very quickly they were going to leave to go to Petra, impregnable city of Petra, unbelievable city. You need to come and go with us next time we go there. Usama Dakdak talked about the Hajj. That's going on. Millions of Muslims around the world making their way to Mecca and Medina on their traditional annual pilgrimage. And Mike Gendron, we talked about the real power behind Pope Francis. He is a political and religious power in this world, and he's going to make a trip to Israel, and actually Mike's going to tell us the real reason behind that. Now, all of these interviews are on our website, prophecytoday.com, at PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. As you were listening to these conversations, you may have not noticed that much of the content was commentary about religion and its role in current events. Let me define the word religion for you. Religion is man's efforts to bring God down to himself. Christianity is God's plan to bring man up to him. Religion is actually a very bad thing. In fact, it could be dangerous. For example, a false Christianity will hinder man from getting to God and his son Jesus Christ and coming to salvation. Religion is a form of godliness, but it denies the power thereof. That's false Christianity. Now, Islam is a religion that denies the true God of the Bible. Islam says that Allah never had a son, i.e. Jesus Christ, but 1 John chapter 2 says, those who say that Jesus Christ was not the Son of God is an antichrist. The Jewish faith rejects the Messiah, Jesus Christ, sending many Jewish people to hell. You see, these are all religions, but true Christianity is a relationship, like I said. It brings man up to God. As it relates to the end times, religion will be a major factor in the prophetic scenario found in God's Word for the end times. God has a plan to bring the Jewish people to Jesus Christ, the Messiah. When you study God's Word, you see that the Jews will participate in a seven-year period of time referred to as the tribulation. Now, Jesus Christ in Matthew 24 talked about the last 3.5 years as the Great Tribulation. The prophet Jeremiah, chapter 30 and verse 7, referred to it as the time of Jacob's trouble. And in the book of Daniel chapter 12, the Lord dispatches Michael the archangel to protect the Jewish people from being totally wiped off the face of the earth, as some of their enemies would like to see happen today. The purpose for that, of course, is because of all of this judgment that will be taking place during the tribulation period, ultimately the Jewish people will turn to Jesus Christ. The book of Ezekiel says a number of times, "And they shall know that I am the Lord." And that, of course, is God's plan to bring the Jewish people to their true Messiah, Jesus Christ. In fact, some of that tribulation period will see the Islamic world come to power and try to wipe the Jewish people off the face of the earth. They will do everything they possibly can as they put an alignment of nations together to do exactly that plan, get rid of the Jewish people on this earth today. And that scenario can be found in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38, Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 45, and Psalm 83. As this alignment of nations comes together, it will form the mightiest army, the mightiest militia that has ever been upon the face of the earth, and they will focus on going to Jerusalem to set up their worldwide caliphate on the Temple Mount, which is, of course, the original site of the Garden of Eden. One other thought, Revelation chapter 17 says that an antichrist will use false religion to stop God's plan. Antichrist is going to have the world worship, first of all, a false religion headquartered in the city of Rome, Italy. That's Revelation chapter 17. But ultimately, after 3.5 years of the tribulation period, Antichrist will have the political leaders of the world destroy this false religion, Revelation 17, verse 16. And then Antichrist will go to Jerusalem, walk into the temple, claim to be God, calling the world to worship him. In fact, the false prophet will put up an image of the beast in the Holy of Holies in the temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and cause the world to worship that image of the beast. Now, that is a false religion. Both Islam and the false church are at work today. And both Islam and the false church will play a key role during the tribulation period. And that's what we see coming to pass even as we walk every day on this earth waiting for Jesus Christ to call us up to be with him. And that, in fact, will be the rapture of the church, which actually could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us again next week for more of Prophecy Today.